Joe Courtney is the Democrat of Connecticut's 2nd District. He's been in office since 2007. He's always good about being here and telling us what he's thinking. You wrote a letter to HUD about assistance for crumbling foundations. What was that all about?
Yeah, so North Central and Eastern Connecticut has been hit by this scary, unprecedented development, which is that a quarry that supplied material for concrete in residential foundations over the last 30 or 40 years, apparently there was a high presence of a material called pyrrhotite, which is actually a metal. So in homes that had this batch of material, over time, when rainfall and moisture and things start to interact with the metal, it basically rusts out and creates a situation where the concrete collapses. Apparently up in Canada, in Quebec, Three Rivers is the name of the community up there, they had a similar phenomenon in the 1990s, and it's still going on to this day. In fact, Prime Minister Trudeau, when he was campaigning recently during the national election, made a commitment to the homeowners up there to provide assistance because so far, the only solution for repairing and remediating it is literally to lift the house up, remove the old foundation, and replace it with a new one, which is, at least in Connecticut, it's conservatively about $200,000 to $250,000 a pop. Wow. So most of your listeners would say, well, that's what you have homeowners insurance for, and that's a very good, response and question. Policy language for homeowners policies all across the country around 2004 and 2005, there was a change that was done pretty much through the industry as a result of this group that, sort of studies these issues for the industry. And again, they're exempt from antitrust, as you may recall from the distant past, the McCarran-Ferguson Act. They can do that kind of sharing of information. So anyway, the language that is in almost all homeowner policies basically says that collapse is only insurable if it is, quote unquote, sudden. And the way this, takes place is it takes place over a period of time. And so at this point, a lot of the insurers are sort of refusing claims. There is litigation that's pending. There's some individual lawsuits. There's a class action case. The state of Connecticut, the different agencies, consumer protection, attorney general, everybody's sort of, trying to figure this one out. So anyway, our office contacted HUD, which provides block grants to states year in and year out, community development block grants, small city grants. Again, these are programs which basically give states and local communities the ability to allocate how they want to spend it. Very popular program. It's been around, I think, going back to Nixon. It's in, the budget process.
I remember when he did it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And, and it's withstood the test of time. I mean, it's had its critics. But nonetheless, HUD confirmed that at least, in this area, the potential is there for Connecticut to exercise its discretion and to provide some kind of assistance. And again, how that would look is, something that folks are now beginning the process of trying to organize. The local communities are really pretty, on full alert right now, because what's happening is that, if your home has been now identified as having a collapsing foundation, obviously its market value and its assessed value for property taxes is pretty, impacted greatly, and so it's affecting the property tax base of a lot of these towns where it's happening. Again, there's roughly about 700 homeowners who have registered with the State of Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection. The universe of homes that, were part of, the time period where this, bad batch of material was used is much larger. I mean, and the Council of Governments for the North Central part of Connecticut, I mean, they estimated it could be 19,000. And now there's reports that even it's outside of Hartford County and Talon County. So, it's really, as I said, kind of a scary, unprecedented problem. We've got to really put people's heads together. And lastly, I would just say the Attorney General, George Jepson, who's been working hard on this, actually got some of the insurance carriers to voluntarily step forward and offer to try and contribute to a fund to help sort of, remedy this situation. the Hartford Insurance, Travelers, Amica, and there's made that decision. Most of the others so far have either deferred or refused to participate in that. I think it's very short-sighted on their part. We're talking about something that is systemic, apparently, to the market that's out there, and nobody wins if this thing just is allowed to just fester and go south. Banks lose in terms of people who are holding mortgages on these houses, and there are cases where people have walked away from their houses. And so again, it's not something that your listener area maybe is, but it's a real serious problem in Connecticut. And at least having HUD now, put that marker out there that these are this is one option to help sort of with the problem is something that is hopefully going to really shift the momentum here in terms of trying to come up with some ways to help people.
Now, Joe Courtney, we do have listeners, believe it or not, in your district, and we love them, and we encourage
including me.
and we encourage them. So, just to make this clear, are you actually getting complaints that people's foundations are dissipating?
So, I would try to get out and take a walk in my neighborhood because I need to for health reasons and a lot of get your head clear. I was doing it earlier this week and was stopped by one of my neighbors is a wonderful person, and because of the news reports that have been really starting to sprout up, she discovered that in her house, they clearly have the spider web cracking, which is kind of the signature telltale sign of it. A friend down the street who, I obviously want to protect people's, privacy, but anyway, could put her fist through a hole in,
wow.
in her foundation. So, yeah, no, this is something that is in my neighborhood. This is something that we've had meetings, public meetings, to talk about, what's going on. And it's been standing room only in school auditoriums that hold, 600-700 people. Mm. So it's, again, a lot of people are reluctant to come forward, understandably. They, don't know, either trying to understand it, number one, and they're afraid because this is their this is their nest egg. And so it's as this thing has evolved over the last 6 to 9 months in terms of the scope is widening and widening, it's just something that I think all stakeholders, government and insurance, banking, have really got to get together and work out a way to help people.
So if HUD does its thing, we only have a minute, but if HUD does its thing, the idea would be a block grant or that they could do specific things to help the homeowners?
Yeah, there's sort of basic questions that really need to get out there in terms of helping people. If you want to test your foundation for whether or not this material is there and to a degree that is really dangerous. It's a pretty expensive test. This is not something that you can just kind of do a little scraping and, run it through the lab. You've got to do drill samples, and you can't do it in just one spot because it can be sort of in different places. So, the cost of that alone is about $3,000 or $4,000 in terms of what, you hear from, the people who are working on this. There are clearly folks that are starting to pop up who claim that they can solve the problem. And, we really need to get good information out there about who are credible contractors and not. And then obviously there are, people who are low income, there are emergency types of instances that are happening. There was a house in one of the communities that was condemned about a month or so ago. And so the municipal leaders who are, they're closest to the issue, they definitely are, as I said, trying to work to put together a plan to sort of, create a response in terms of information, testing. And then obviously, with the insurance contributions and hopefully the, CBDG money and other sources, we can start creating some, resources to try and really help people in terms of affordability. In Canada, the provincial government, which is the equivalent of the state government, they came up with about $30 million. Trudeau apparently matched that in his budget that he just came out with. And, the CBG money, the annual allocation for Connecticut for this year is about $22 million. Again, some of that goes to other parts of the state for different programs. But the good news is that's a recurring program, as it's something that Congress funds on an annual basis. Yep. So that's not a one shot. And but, you know, at this point, frankly, we need to get all hands on deck in terms of trying to come up with a system to evaluate people's houses and to, you know, what their circumstances are in terms of affordability and as get a system for help.
Well, Joe Courtney, you're doing your constituents proud by making sure that they are covered on this. We thank you so much for being with us. It's always fun to talk to you. You're a great guy.
Thanks, Alan.